So I'm not saying this is right, but it's the law. The penal code applicable in the northern states in the, of the country, although some states are now kind of like repealing the penal code. The penal code in, I think, section 52 kind of permits the husband to, should I use flog or beat his wife, lightly, emphasis on lightly, although the law didn't use lightly, but for the purpose of correcting the wife. And it's actually not just the wife. The husband can actually beat like a child to his children for the purpose of correcting them.
Children are normal.
But there are still like some kind of...
Children are normal.
Yeah, but there are still some
kind of... You know when I expect me to talk? I think
you say
if you
be the wife. No,
children. These days, children is not even normal anymore.
These days,
beating like children.
Forget that one. Just leave that. That is another topic.
That's another podcast.
Yeah, that's another topic entirely. But I think that law kind of permits like the husband to just beat the wife
lightly for the purpose of. Where was it?
No, these are actually old laws.
But so it's been discarded or it's still existing.
Some states.
So what now to get in some if states. Now you beat your wife?
No, Kaduna have their own penal code.
Like, and it doesn't contain that.
Yeah, one. And
also it's more like
the interesting thing about Kaduna's penal code is that, like, there's a 2018 amendment, right? Not an amendment, but there's a 2018 penal code law that is constantly being amended. So I think we have like a very good penal code.
Okay, so like let's say for example, Jiba, then you beat your wife, then she pull up to court.
You can't go
there's
to
no
court,
case
no.
be that.
No. This is the thing.
She wants to leave and go to jail.
You know what? The sound of this thing is actually disgusting.
Yeah, it's infuriating.
I need to understand. Can the wife correct the husband too? Can she beat the husband and be flogging to correct him? Since everybody's correcting
him.
Because honestly, how do you not correct the husband?
Share this one, you just want to be flogged.
I think this law just goes one way.
Only one way.
Just goes one way. And the thing is,
you are saying that if it's based on him correcting her.
So how do women correct him? You can't correct a man. That's what they're trying to say.
Because they don't have mistakes.
Like there are still exceptions. You know, causing grievous bodily hurt or harm is actually an offense on its own. Okay. So if you beat her to the point that you cause her grievous bodily harm.
Like what?
If she has a scar now,
is that allowed or is not part of it?
It's part of
what? I don't know. Then bodily something.
Yeah, it's not just a scar, but like when they say something is grievous.
Grievous. What's grievous?
The love is grievous. One will have that. Her eye removed. That's actually really.
They beat somebody at her eye.
But sometimes
who did
it's more
beat where her eye? Oh, it's an instant.
No, yeah, it's an instant.
Those are instant.
Assuming.
You live without,
and again.
Your eye can go out. And you can
Have you forgotten that guy that he slapped in FGC that one of his eyes torn?
Torn as in torn to the back.
Yeah, like.
What's behind our eye?
It's white, I think.
That guy's
like. You want to beat somebody?
I didn't know when they slapped the guy, this is the thing, but I knew him with a normal eye.
Was he a teacher?
He was a student.
Well,
he was
I feel like educated people are supposed to know that this is really wrong and barbaric. Wait, please,
no,
who are the people that... you said the law has been there.
Like I was talking to someone this morning, it's not about education, you understand?
It's like, about what? Enlightenment?
Yeah, it's more about the person, the individual. Because people could actually
but if you're enlightened, you're not even supposed to.
What's enlightenment?
But you know there are women that want
to. There are people that go to school back.
Yes, I've had that thing. I've had that thing and it's very confusing.
There are women that want to be treated.
Honestly.
No, I've heard of that thing. I don't understand it.
Honestly speaking.
You get some bits.
Slap them.
But let's say inside 100%, maybe 2%.
There are women that want to believe in that.
You get even online, you go see. The girl say, if my husband, my boyfriend is not beating me, he's not in love with me.
Like, there are lots of women that even before they get married someone, that one, I don't even see that. They want to see the man.
That beat.
No,
that's a reasonable point. You have to see to the extent of how somebody can get
you. No, she wants to see the level of your anger. How will you behave?
Yes, cool. That's natural.
Then they slap your eye,
But why would you want to?
Before you enter the marriage, there are situations that can lead to both people.
getting very, very angry. So you don't even know how the person reacts when he's very angry. So you know,
you want to test his limits.
But why do you have to?
How do you propose?
Why do you have to react by beating someone that is a grown person?
No, like, that's even a different
thing. That's a different thing. But I want to know how do you propose that his limits be tested?
You frustrating.
I wickedness. Yes, there are.
Did you hear that? Wickedness.
Yeah, you are talking about putting on record.
Exactly, you're already in a relationship with somebody, so already you already have fights and all. Do you get? So there's a fight that you already know what can. I already know what can annoy him very well. Yeah. So I know he's.
What can annoy him?
What are we talking about? Your husband.
You know his properties.
No, not really. I know, like,
if you want to say
that they're not supposed to annoy somebody that actually annoys him. So you already know how to push somebody to the wall, like. You can put somebody to the wall and the person will react. There's a way the person reacts.
Like, why do I feel like we're talking about you just rubbing your hands?
Bro, that has straight violence. I don't even know how to react to that. Like, I'm literally.
So, but that's the truth. That's so many people ignore the fact that they have to know the person's. Actually, you can't actually really know this person's.
But from the
little
way
so you don't need to test that.
No, we're not. There are some signs that the little things he does, like the way he reacts to
already. We'll tell you how.
We'll tell you how.
There are some people that will attempt to.
Imagine if maybe you forget to pick up your babe now, and the next thing she comes to your house and breaks your windshield.
No babe again.
No be like.
No. Why would you call someone like that, my babe?
So now you can know that if you are married this person now.
That's the girl's part. Okay, imagine the guys now. Maybe you are not.
Maybe you forget to pick your call. Slap him.
No, because this is actually the thing.
This is just small slap that made you to slap me. You can.
This is one thing I think. This is one thing I know. I feel like. I feel like you don't really need to annoy somebody to know that person's limits.
I was just joking. You understand?
Okay, I get what you're saying. And at the end of the day, we are all human beings, so you need to know some things before you enter something.
Yeah, these are things. How I react, I don't know. You guys are much more experienced than me. But how I react to certain basic things.
Okay, let me give you guys an example now. There was a friend of my friend, or let me say a friend of my cousin, that. His neighbors is that they were living in that kind of face near face your apartment. The room that is next to him is a couple that stays there every day. The husband is beating the woman every
why?
Day.
As
he,
why?
He always hears no them. He got tired up to the extent that he went there. He brought out the husband and beat him. So the husband now went to police station to report that okay, this guy is beating him. They now called the man to come and explain why he said the guy is beating his wife. Do you know the wife denied? Like, our husband did not touch her.
No, you see, but we relationships.
Yeah,
with relationships.
Well, I flash.
No, maybe she was scared.
No, our husband did not touch her.
But with relationships, it's not about being threatened.
It's nothing like that.
With marriage and relationship, I feel like you cannot. Don't just disturb yourself so about the person another person's case.
No, but because this is very contradictory. Because you know how they say if you hear someone is being abused, step in, help them. If you hear your neighbor,
there are some people that be abused to kill them, and you
need help.
But the problem is, the moment you step in, it's easier for the wife who is being. Excuse me. It's easier for the person who that's for the wife now who is being abused to throw you the outsider under the bus.
That's one thing. She can only do that. Under fear, because on a normal, this is a perfect route for
it's
her to
not always
escape.
Fear. Okay, it's not always fear.
How do you help this kind of person?
Yes, how do you help her? How do you help her? Simple.
She lied now. She said he's not beating her, so you can't help her again. There's no case.
So that's what
that's
the point I'm
saying.
It's
perfectly
fair. Somebody will know that, okay, this is what she
because I feel like I had to come out and say, yes, so he has been beating me. Please rescue me from him. Do you get this? Is a perfect.
At the end of the day, I feel like some women have faults when they are always covering up for this kind of thing. So women
cover up. So people is love now. It's love now.
But
love
beyond love.
Beyond love.
I don't think it's love. I think
children,
because of society.
They'll be like, oh, don't yarn and let me stay.
That's the point. That was the point of
me. Me, I feel it's because of society.
Yeah.
Because of
children. Yeah, exactly. You understand? No, there are different factors. For some people, it's money.
For some people, it's for their children.
For some people, it's society.
What would people say?
Exactly. And that's very wrong. What would people say? What do people say? All right,
later when you die. Also, just want balance.
Yeah, they are toxic people. Yeah. I agree. I completely agree.
They don't want to live in peace.
But let's say 100%, it should be like 2%.
Oh no! Balance, bro. It's like maybe 30%.
But you know, the one thing I know is when you're stating the statistics or something, you just need to get it from like where is your source?
Yeah,
you understand? Where is the source of that statistic?
But you know, come on, people just saying they just want violence.
There are people that are saying, I don't want a gentle guy, I want somebody that is.
But it's right, okay, in my own personal account with people, that's just social media.
Some of them are true.
Let's say some of them are true, but not 100% of them are true now. Or not 50%. You can't come and say half of the world like violence.
Not half, but like maybe quarter.
For me, according to my own personal account with people.
But the thing is, I do know that there are crazy people, there are normal people, there are healthy
people,
there are toxic people, there are foolish people, smart people, there are wise people, there are gentle people.
Yeah,
like different kinds of people in this world. That's just one thing I know.
Yeah.
And
But it's sad, Sha, when you cannot actually, when you are doubting to help somebody that is being abused because you don't know what the person might do.
You understand? Very sad. You might end up being a victim yourself.
Yeah. Very sad.
See, but now currently I don't know because you scroll, you see man beating woman, you scroll, you see woman beating man, you scroll, everything goes. Sometimes if they're not even married, how can your boyfriend be beating woman? Then what happened?
Yeah.
Boyfriend, come on, boyfriend.
No, there are those women that they are
exactly now. You come on, you understand.
So what?
You lie on your bed how you make
it. Like yeah. You buy phone for them. Wow. Like,
which kind of phone is that?
That's sad.
Long trots. Then my phone.
So many long trots have
you
so many.
Some of them are even dead.
But is it just long trots? Is it just long truth or I feel like those
people don't know their self? To even begin with, but if we are talking about
some people don't actually know their self. That's the truth.
But
definitely.
Now it all goes back. If you are looking at women and men in abusive relationship or boyfriend, girlfriend, marriage, you go back to the family like picture for those people. It's messed up.
Yeah.
Some of them.
You understand?
Yeah. Some, yeah.
Like, a lot of these cases.
Some I don't agree. Some come from healthy families.
Now and this.
Some are from healthy families. Forget it's not just money that makes somebody receive beating and stay there.
And sometimes also that whole, he might change things. Some people say, oh no, maybe he will change. Maybe it's a mistake. He might, he will not do it again.
He's not changing for a date. It's when he's married.
But, let me ask this question. Do you think that there is a correlation between an abused person, I mean like someone who was abused as a child,
mm-hmm.
You understand? There's a correlation between that abuse and the person's subsequent acceptance of like abuses as an adult. Is there like a correlation between for example, like someone who was raped, for example, like someone who was raped, I it's just something that I feel takes place, you understand? Like most times when people are raped as children or are abused sexually as children, you understand? I feel like they grow up somehow with a kind of warped
reality.
Yeah, exactly. Reality and
so
perception.
So they want to be raped again when they are.
Or they want to be rapists. I know some people say, okay, because I was raped, let me take out the anger on other people. You get it.
Yeah.
Like, I get what you're trying to say.
I've heard a girl say that when she was molested, she enjoyed
it. So she wants to be molested every time?
I don't know when she was younger.
So now, does she want, is it continuous?
I didn't even want to even.
But I think the thing is,
I didn't want to continue that.
At the end of the day. At the end of the day, the question is what was the question again? Why
people that abuse, do they turn out to be abusive?
Exactly. Yeah. That's
is that the question on
not like do they
no, is that like the general question we're talking about?
No.
What are we talking about?
Domestic violence.
Domestic violence, and then why do
are we coming about it from a point of solution or what? Or we're just analyzing all the domestic violence?
Yeah, we're just analyzing for now.
Domestic violence is not going away because, like you said, different people have their warped realities of life. So it's left for you that, like the case he gave where the wife denied it, she's not ready to leave the situation. So I don't even think that is more of a domestic abuse again because she has accepted it. So it's more of her way of life. In her way of life now, she's going to tell other people
why she might not be able, why she might not be willing.
There's no definite reason for it.
rejection, which is what say, let me stay there because of my children.
So
let me
children. Come. That's why I said she has accepted it as her way of life.
Yeah, as her own reality.
Because so far you are willing to forgo it.
Coming from
any point of
from a point of solution now. Now, how do you help that kind of person?
There's
you
don't
have
to
help that kind of person.
Maybe you can educate them and tell them, you know.
Because you can only help someone
you
that wants that.
I feel like
there
are some people that you talk to, they
will
learn from it. You can educate some people.
Yeah, you could probably tell her, you know. This
she doesn't
is
know
look,
what she doesn't
you can
do.
Literally
like,
tell
yeah, some of these
you
people
even,
are poor and they don't do
you
anything.
You can literally
they
tell her and she will still go and tell her friend. She will still tell her child, if your husband beats you, no come house. So. How the, how, which education are you educating? Mm. There are people that give those scenarios.
No.
So this is not education.
Do you know one thing?
Actually,
and oftentimes,
they've accepted it as
a
way of life.
I'm going to a bridal shower. Me, I'm going to a bridal shower where the friend, one of the friend that is married, I was telling the
bridal shower
that if your husband slap you, smile when people they pass.
What?
Then when they go, make you now finish up for inside house. I'm
finish
them. Go allow people.
Like fight
like,
another
people
fight.
Fight it out now.
So there's a very sad.
And that's actually a bad
that's
advice because
no,
most
because
times physically the woman is very much.
You
for the
man,
how
you
and for societal problems,
what she meant
that.
Don't let outsiders.
If I is lost, if I don't know
no,
where to go from
again,
he's like, I can't wrap my head around this.
Where
smile
do I go from here?
So if you slap her in public and you don't want her to react in public, almost slap you for public now for
why
public that we have.
The thing is, but it's not even about.
I'm so disgusted.
I feel like with society, but there's a line. There's society. Then they are like people they call rebels to society. Most people are sheep and monkeys. Most people follow a certain trend and a certain pattern. That's how life is. No, that's how life goes. So when you come to domestic violence, there are people that have different reasons for staying, like she said. Some people are going to collect that beat because their husband is a billionaire.
Yeah,
they cannot sacrifice that lifestyle.
Honestly.
You're saying making the beats, no be beats, small beats.
I'm telling you,
I'll collect the beats, I'll go travel. Who beat it? People with literally, if you go on Insta blog now, and put everything. I've seen a case where somebody's husband was filthy rich. The wife wanted to be talking. Some comment section were now saying, "You said you didn't talk when you lucky. You see your husband, they spoil you." And she's trying to point out that she's unhappy. Mm-hmm. They're not like, "Why are you unhappy? What are you unhappy
about?
You have
money.
You have money." So there's different. So
different
there's now
people
for the money. At the end, it's even at the money because even if you come down to the people that are poor. I feel like she's poor because to her
no,
that's
not just the money. This is one perspective
so
I want us to see this.
Also.
Exactly.
Yeah,
this
so
is one perspective.
That,
look at this.
What
will
people
say?
Woman,
they will start looking at
it. Yeah,
there are some people that
are scared
to go back to
their
family.
It's
the
woman that is taking responsibility of taking care of the family.
And the man is still beating
her. And the man is still beating
her. And he's still spending money on her.
But let's look at it this way. Like why some women take advantage. I see it from this perspective, like there are some women that when they get married, they become completely removed from their family. You understand?
Uh-huh.
And it's even, no, removed, like detached completely.
Like your husband,
for example,
don't communicate again, how, I don't get
it. It could be. It
yeah,
could
there
be
there
that.
People that do that.
There are people that do that.
I've had
some. Not just that. For example, like there are people who kind of like grew up as orphans, they were raised in an uncle's house and their only outlet was marriage. You understand?
That, yes.
So people like that,
aside that,
hang on, let me land. So people like that might actually just not have people to go back to once they leave their family.
Yeah.
You understand? And they've adopted their husband's family like that's my family. And now they've been betrayed by their husband.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? They might those people might actually have nowhere to go back to.
When you say nowhere, where is nowhere? You're an adult.
That's the thing.
You don't have family. What
exactly
is family?
They
stay where
people
you are.
People like that might not have known better.
They don't have family.
You understand? They might not
have
known better. Imagine somebody.
They don't have the resources.
Definitely.
Exactly.
Marriage
down
to money now. Where is the resources coming from? It's still money, Jerry.
It's still
the
money.
Root of all evil
it's
is money.
No, but she might not really be going back.
No, but what about the one that is no money? This one is what will people say if I leave my marriage?
That's
option
of
your perspective. They'll say that, oh my god, I couldn't keep a marriage.
Honestly,
I mean,
I feel that
there's even another reason
again.
I feel like some mothers are already seeing. They already seen that their fathers are beating their mothers, so they'll be like, oh, it's a normal thing.
Yeah.
What am I going back to my mother to tell her?
Or some mothers will even say, me too, your father beat me and I'm still
exactly.
here.
That's why I feel like domestic violence, there's no solution. Because you can't say, oh, let's teach these people resources. and they might be independent. Because clearly there's somebody that has enough resources and still collecting SmackDown.
Sorry, is there a penalty if you actually report someone that, okay, yeah, this person was...
No, there's a funny thing, I think, with the couple.
They
when,
you?
If you're married, ba, and your wife come and report you.
That you beat her.
I think, was it not in one? Sometimes they'll tell you people to go and resolve it, though.
Resolve it.
No, as in,
like, they'll say you people are married, so you people should go. No, there's like legal laws, I know, but normally they'll try and tell you that you people should just go.
So
and
in the police station, they won't arrest the man first for a couple
no,
of
they
hours.
Will. They should. They, I think legally they
sure?
might. But
forget
it doesn't happen.
Forget
arrest, there is one thing. So most times when something is like a family issue, if it goes to the police, it's not like... If you decide to push,
rest,
it's a different
yes.
case.
But they will advise you otherwise.
You understand
while.
That it's best, is this is like a family issue.
This is so
it's best
crazy.
You guys resolve
because if you go to religious people, they'll tell you pray about it. As they're beating you, be praying.
Just
you go to police, they'll tell you go and resolve it as a family. Your family will
so
tell
that's
you
to let them be. Some people just stick to it.
Oh my
God. I depend on this.
So who can help you? Person. See,
exactly.
But that's another thing.
That's
some
where
people
we
are
start
not mad
actually.
From the
see,
choice.
I know
that's
the choice of
try not
no.
to marry.
The choice of a partner.
Some people are not mad.
Some people pretend, though. You know, some people pretend, right?
Forget so pretending.
Why?
Some people are not mad from beginning. It develops. It will come in state. Maybe they
know,
get fired.
No.
Oh my God.
You just didn't see.
That's Mimi's testing
yeah.
talk.
The person has probably...
That person is a mad person. Nothing like that.
He's dead. What has not ended?
It's
latent. You think about the situation that he brought it out?
Pretend to be a person and develop.
I don't believe that.
From mad person
and
mad person.
I feel like people can switch. You know how people have good things. You can just switch and decide that. Mm-hmm.
See, you can't just switch just from A to Z. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
It goes from 0 to 100.
You didn't have a situation where that thing came out.
That's why you're supposed
that's
to have tested it.
No, but there's no situation on ground. Because you can't tell me these people that are being mad, they have a situation to beat their wives for.
Wait,
there's no reason.
Explain one thing to me.
Okay, now let's say you've been living happy with your husband. Everything
no,
is going
you,
well.
What,
like,
what you need
no
to understand is, if you look at the situation of African marriage,
yeah.
Let's look at it conventionally. Don't sleep in your boyfriend's house.
Mm-hmm. You don't know.
You don't know anything. Don't even go and visit your boyfriend tomorrow. Don't even go anywhere. Maybe come and see him in your house. So you be courted for like 8 months of just seeing each other. Then maybe the most fight you have is on WhatsApp.
Online, yeah.
Online. No definite reaction. You don't even know whether during that. I know a friend of mine, when he was angry in school, he's fighting his baby, he could break his phone. Like, he's literally going to smash it on the ground.
And
she doesn't know that.
She doesn't know his baby.
She didn't know that part.
He's just telling my phone's fault.
So there's.
What's using iPhone?
Bro, and then it was Blackberry. Blackberries were mad expensive.
Blackberry was.
So,
okay,
so
but,
this guy now, she doesn't even know that part. So the way relationships are structured in this our culture is already. It doesn't mean because it is otherwise makes it better because foreign people
because
that see still. But what I'm just getting at is that there's a very huge gap of not knowing somebody you're
because
about to get into.
Well. Oh yeah, what about people that live with their boyfriends or with their partners before marriage? You live with this person for maybe 1 year.
Let me not lie to you. Let me not lie to you.
Everything is
fine. I feel that there are two settings.
Where she land?
Everything is fine in the house. You people are living peaceful couple. If you're angry, he'll come and tell you, let's talk about it. This. You now suddenly marry and everything changes.
Yeah, bad naked with
covers.
Is that
a bad naked with covers? It doesn't happen.
Oh my God, it
doesn't happen.
No,
even for Big Brother.
It happened.
No, you know what you just said? You said 1 year,
you
6 months.
You people live together for 18
it can't happen.
It can't
happen. If you're going to go from data, if you go by data, no, it might happen. Let's assume it's possible. But no, what I'm trying to tell you.
So now, maybe the only justification I can have, I can agree, is that maybe he has pretending. Like Mimi said, maybe he was pretending for 18 months.
Let's Allah talk about this. Let us hear.
Okay, someone. Maybe for revenge. He wants to take revenge on you.
Okay.
He's now dating you. Maybe,
but wait, why is he taking revenge in the first place? What led to
maybe
the revenge?
Maybe
that
something.
Matter.
Let's
that
just
doesn't
say
matter.
Revenge. He's taking revenge. Lovey-dovey. 2 years. Suddenly you marry, everything changes.
But my problem is, why is there a revenge
you guys
in the equation?
You guys are missing
revenge
on something.
Let's say now. he first proposed to marry her and she did not agree at first.
Okay.
Maybe she went with someone else. Maybe that or that other option now fucked up.
Then she came back to him.
You man, why are you going back?
No, some people are doing it.
This
too.
One is even
no,
okay. Some people are
happy. So when you marry her,
what is that point?
So why pretended for 2 years?
People are like that. In that case, I can believe it.
But
how long
can you?
But maybe like, he even had something outside. Like
the main first thing is she wasn't even supposed to go back to him. Like I don't know. Like that's why I say everybody has different philosophies.
He was not even your.
You weren't his first choice. Behind his brain. It's always going to be Namibi backup plan.
Second option.
Do you understand? So you can't ever. It's a bad situation you put yourself.
And it doesn't have to be about like being like a second how option. It can be anything. I'm just.
But revenge is mostly about this.
You guys are not looking at it from this perspective. I feel like no matter how long a person pretends, right? There will still be signs. There will still be signs that you could see. Unless you even decide to turn your eyes to
ignorant.
Yeah, exactly.
No, let me give you an example. No, let me give one example. Let me give one example. Many years were they married? They were married for like, was it four or longer?
Four.
COVID is the period that broke them. Do you know why? Because they spent the longest time together. Why? Because most times these people just come like visiting boyfriends.
Like
but when they now had to stay together in a space that they cannot vest and you know, there's the kind of money you have, you vest, you leave.
Yeah.
You think about your problem, you come back. Then there's the kind of money vest that you have to come back and eat night food. So what am I going to do? So now they were in that confine and they got to find they were not compatible. A lot of people are not compatible. Is the truth.
Honestly.
If you are a person that like beats and you jam a beater and two of you are compatible, you can love. They can say so this is one, their love
that
story.
That one is not called,
it's not domestic violence. But in a case where I don't want to be beaten and you come and,
you know
and you're now the beater, that means it's domestic violence. So now it's left for her to say what moves am I going, what him or her, what will I do? Am I about to try and change this person, like Johnny Depp's situation of the queen. You know, he stayed with her for a minute, hoping he could change her because he felt it was a mental thing.
Let me change it.
But at a point in time,
now she don't shit for
bed. How can you
shit for bed?
Like the bed, she's like you throw it in.
Definitely no.
Please
don't make somebody
come to Nigeria to sell us Africa.
Abba, don't even go there. So. Some people, it's not a choice of do I want to stay and try and change this person? Do I, can I afford to leave? Or am I choosing to just stay? So it's, I feel like at the end of the day, you see domestic violence, one of the reasons why I always feel like is those, is that person's fault. Whoever is getting abused, if whether it be a man or a woman, is your decision to choose to stay in that situation.
Honestly.
So
I just feel like some people somehow, like something might have affected their
it's
capacity.
Still their choice. Make, it's still
it's
their choice.
But like, you could have a choice, and you might
not. No matter whatever factors are
right
affecting
choice.
It, let
yeah.
it be. I don't want to leave my marriage home. Let it be. I don't have money. Let it be. I don't have a family. It's still a conscious choice. It's not a lost choice to you. Where I can assume that domestic violence is domestic violence without a choice is. I know a scenario. Maybe you give me the gist. The man carried the wife travel go Dubai. He collect her passport. They beat her.
Why?
Now you give me this gist. Now even a more, now a personal gist. He took the wife to Dubai.
Why?
He collect her. No, they live. They now move. They live
and
there.
They moved there.
They moved there. His passport to leave the whole country. He held it. He locked her up in the house and until they collect beat.
Why? Was he eventful afterwards?
I don't know.
Was he beating her from Nigeria?
There's a back story to it, which you can still equate to vengeful. You understand? So now she doesn't have a choice. Because look, as in I used to wonder when I'm thinking of money and I'm trying to make things, I used to wonder which other brain. It's like maybe people have a separate brain. Because look at the energy to think. Just look at an energy to think of such things.
Yeah.
The planning.
Like, it takes so much to plan such
things.
Like,
Sometimes I feel like
it's
better
to
stay single than just.
Honestly, but this is why I was telling you.
Why are you so attacking this single thing? You don't want to stay single.
No.
Hang on.
This is what I'm saying, right? I was telling a friend this morning. I said, but I feel
from the moment, like if somebody enters, somebody in a marriage now that is beating, abusing his wife, like constantly like that, I feel like that person is still not psychological, he was not psychologically ready to be married. You understand? Before he got married.
Yeah.
Because you as a man now, you do understand your place. If you understand your place as a man, you know that it's not okay, you understand, for you to abuse your wife, like physically. You understand? Yeah. It takes a certain kind of maturity for you to know that. And if you don't have the maturity to know that, then I feel you're not ready to be married.
It's not even about not ready to be married. That's where me am coming from. It's not even about not being ready to be married.
No, it's actually a sound logic.
This formula of yours, man.
Yeah.
Like, 50 or 60%.
Exactly, the fact that 50 to 60% of
people,
exactly, the fact that 50 to 60% of people are married does not mean that they were ready to be married.
But what I'm still trying to say is, married or not married, married or not married, you're not supposed to.
And maybe our population for no plenty here like this here, we control.
But you know, single people that are dating beat their partners.
But it does not mean that they are mature.
It's not just by
married or not married. You're not supposed to beat. You're not even man to man fight. It's not a necessity
at all. It's something that is avoidable. It's avoidable.
I feel like it's not about being ready to be married. What may I even go with from being ready to be married is infidelity, more of it, because many people are not ready to marry because I've been in situations where you'll be having people say, once I start to make money, now the girls are going to chase. But he's still saying he might be married already, but still planning. So mentally, it's not even on the level.
Some niggas don't even need to get money before they.
When it comes to infidelity, I feel like that's the level. Well, that's a different. You can talk about maturity for that one, but when it comes to beating, there's no level of maturity that needs done. You're not by default. It's like that guy they told us that came out of his car because the babe bashed his car. He had boot the woman
on her seat on the road. In Kaduna, you people need to be careful. You don't know who is
the woman. The woman hit his car.
He held her like this.
Your head boot.
Are you serious?
You know the level that comes with that kind of.
Yes, why you know by that Snapchat?
Like seriously, she hit his car. He's telling her she's at fault. They make noise, they para, they insult her. He now say, talk to me again.
The guy was already
for sure. The woman talked to him again. Man, hold on.
Come and take it out on the family.
They had a beautiful anger already.
But on the left, the guy they got room. Unfortunately for him, the woman, a connected person.
Sure.
They thought that man, he could regret her for the rest of his life.
Because why would you?
See, madam shall wear braces.
Last night, don't cheat already.
That's the sad part of this abuse. You cheat somebody.
You take away memories.
I don't know how I would feel if you just had beat my
teeth. I don't know how to take it. I don't know how to my teeth. As in the last set of teeth I will ever do.
And the side effect of this abuse is really bad.
It's bad.
Somebody's eyes just go.
Emotionally is terrible. You always feel like you're not worth it.
And the effect on your children that is
living. Children, especially if you have children. And then the problem is your children are watching this, they will also grow up to recycle the same crap you did to their mother.
I don't like hearing it. Because your father is a smoker.
Doesn't really make you a smoker. But when your father doesn't have the capacity to like train you right.
Depends on the kind of.
Hang on.
It's
not just your father, but I mean when you grow up in a home where you constantly watch your father or your parents fight.
You're supposed to do
better.
Human being, brain, bah. Everybody brain. Some people function. This one, you literally saw your mother crying. So what else of no better?
What if you think it's normal for women to cry? You don't know anybody. Yes,
Do you know how a child's mind is?
Isn't it recently that people found out that telling somebody a compliment in a way that they do not want it, maybe just is sexually harassing the person?
Some things are too much. Those ones are not.
But look at it this way. How do you think a child?
The boy might feel okay. Oh, women are meant to cry. They like it. They enjoy it.
How do you think a child's mind is?
A child's mind is going to develop. So is it the money?
It's not just developing. A child's mind. Once you hold the child, you see that
no,
that
it's like how
no, no, but let's sorry. Exactly let's that's how it turns my mind.
Why is that?
But what I'm trying to say is this: no,
some grew up to be better. This is not like a general.
It's not about better now. I'm not even concerned about better.
They do not see their fathers in the kitchen, so they cannot cook.
Yeah,
simple.
It happens. No, but what I'm trying to say is, small children. When you look at their innocence before anything,
yeah.
If that child saw his mother crying after the fight, he's going to go and be like, "Mommy, are you okay?" Most likely,
the mother
going
will
to
say, "I'm fine."
Now
it's
that's
okay.
Where
the
problem.
Okay.
That's innocence.
Mothers cover up. This is the culture of now.
Wait.
If the child, if you tell the child, "I'm not okay." I'm not okay. The child, what's the child going to do? Is he going to start crying his own cry?
Why are you telling the child you're not okay? What's that going to do?
Look, so
at the end of the day, no, look at it from a position of impacting knowledge. I'm not okay means the child already
so that
knows
they will
that.
Beat you and the child. When you tell the child I'm not okay, your father
hurts
you. I'm trying to let you know that if you want to develop a child's brain from where you're coming from, a child's brain develops by the data is being fed.
Or his own observation, the things the child observes also matters.
What the child observes is data. What the child is being fed is data.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about
so
children
how do
that
you,
don't ask mommy, are you okay?
Okay, fine. How do you wipe reset
exactly.
this data? Because for subsequent generation, you didn't say mommy, am I okay? Me as a mom, I'm going to tell you that you see I was crying, your daddy beat me.
I'm
giving you an instance where you can I'm giving you an instance how we can how we can build better men.
Yeah.
In general, because
okay, wait, but
from childhood, when they start
knowing the data we
better.
Feed them is always messed
wait,
up.
Why do you think our mother?
Wait,
no,
what
no,
if the father
exactly.
comes and says,
now
"This
that,
is my
this
role
is
as a man.
This is the
this
point.
Woman, because the father
was
there now."
I remember vividly, our grandmother used to tell us, "Don't allow a boy to touch like this." We grew up with that
data you were being fed.
Don't
data
allow
you were
somebody
being fed.
To get pregnant.
You get so you grew up with it. So I feel like true, you can actually be feeding that child.
So that
no, you're not protecting him from anything.
The child
but I hope you know that
okay,
the child
okay,
is not
okay,
only
look at
you.
It.
Your father, the man is in the picture.
Who,
so if the
who
man
cried,
comes
who cried?
Says,
okay, now,
be a man,
wait,
I'm a
wait,
be a
wait,
man.
Look at it from this point.
But you know children's innocence.
That's
know
what I'm trying
happy
to tell
and,
you.
And is not happy
so,
back.
The data he will collect from the fact that he observed the environment and saw tear shed
yes, now.
Will equate to the data that he's... So even if two data are coming to him, then observation data he observed, now he already knows that. One data led to tears.
Yeah.
It's that simple. So the only way you can reset
you know,
a whole generation.
You know
but let's be real.
Do you,
you
know,
want
know the crazy
thing?
We're talking
explain.
About
when
then,
the father
you're just
the mother,
you
come and be petting the mother, mommy, don't cry, mommy, don't cry. Did you get you already
when it comes to when it comes to this data collection
wait,
in your brain?
Wait, it works two ways. When they say mommy, don't cry, don't cry, some of them grow up to actually not beat like they
yeah,
don't want to
they,
and some of them grow up to actually feel that
it's normal.
They become abusive.
No, we are asking about what data were those ones. Look at it.
Those ones were fed the same data of mommy, don't cry.
If we want to have this argument in a position,
it is.
No, no, we need to carry a pool. A child saw an abusive instance.
An abusive home.
And then in this pool, mommy explained to the child that it was a bad thing. Your dad beat me and I'm sad and it wasn't. Then this one, nothing, I'm fine. If you're going to carry from data, this pool of children, the percentage you get that end up being abusive would be lower than the percentage of
exactly.
the ones. And that's what I'm just saying.
The ones that said
I'm
your
fine.
Daddy beats you.
Yes, so if you're going
than,
to do that
yeah,
in an equation where you would end up saying, and then that would now give you a result that you should know that okay, this is how it's because look at it from this point. China was more corrupt than Nigeria. It took a whole generation to wipe it out. Like whenever we do how to fix a state. How to fix a state is not just what you do now in the short term.
Yeah.
You are going to use a whole generation. To fix Nigeria, you need a whole generation to fix it.
But
and it's still from the data these ones are collecting.
You're talking about the data a child is being fed, data he observes, data that is fed to him. And I'm saying that some of these people that are parents, listen. They lack the capacity to feed the child the right data.
That's why we are saying
this
is a problem.
We're saying,
who are you giving the solution?
Are the two people done?
The broken parents.
Are the two parents?
The broken parents, the one that is being abusive and the one that is being abused. Who is now feeding the child the right data?
Now, Jerry, look at one thing.
You're saying
the
one that is being abused? What if the one that is being abused is comfortable with being
abused? Then there's nothing we can do for that situation.
What kind of
now?
Data will she feed
there's
the
nothing
child?
You can do
well,
for
exactly.
that situation.
Then we're now back to the abuse.
We're back to square
like cycle of abuse being recycled.
Yes, but at the end of the day, look at it from this point of view. How many people are okay with being abused? If you carry a statistics, if we say 50-60% are being okay with being abused, then let's now say why are they okay? Let's say 50-50. Why are these 50 okay with being abused? You will see maybe there's a money factor making 25. Society. Then maybe there's a children factor. Then there's a society. So when you now break it down and you take away, can we create, how do these people that is a money factor be taken away from that situation? You create that solution. Mm-hmm. Then you're now left with maybe 20% that is a factor of society that you can't help. There are some people you cannot help. So now you've now had a lower population of people that are okay with being abused, which now means the data that is being fed to the population is more. So even if those 20% end up feeding their children wrong data,
that
80% would still help convert some of these 20% by educating them. And then you're now down to 5, which is now minimal.
Now we can talk about data being fed. You understand? My question, the point I made, my argument was, who is feeding the data? Now, I feel the school is critical in this.
Is
there a subject that goes, don't beat your wife, don't beat your husband?
Yes. Civil education is there.
The people say children obey your parents. Is there?
Is that whole don't place? Is there? There's that whole syllabus. But that's what I'm trying to tell you.
Then there is something not being
done. Is there father's should not beat mother?
Exactly.
Is there father should not beat mother?
There is abuse now. Your mother is the home of the family, father is the head of the family, the father and mother should not fight, all those kind of things.
Yes, they should love each other.
But okay, some of these abuses now, for example, we've seen news of like under 20 people in that kind of relationship, like in that age bracket, engaging in abuses. Uh-huh. You understand? Like boyfriends abusing their girlfriends, mm-hmm. boyfriends of that age, who might have actually gone through, you understand, some of those schools. Mm-hmm. You understand? Yeah. Is it now the right data was fed to them? Why is it that
no serious penalties?
Thank you. That's what.
So let me give you. Me, I always like to use China as an example for anything. When China were going to wipe corruption, do you know what those children were seeing as data around them? Their fathers being hung for being corrupt. Data assimilated. I don't want to be hung.
Simple.
It's that simple. Nigeria is where it is because there's no direct penalties. Even half of the time, if you look at the news and the people that you feel should have been penalized, mm-hmm. walk scot-free. So why do you that you're trying to do good? It's not like we stop for red light. We stop for red light. Two lanes there. Two cars come.
Pass.
Person where they are back on the hung.
On the hung.
So it's just coming down to it. There's no penalty. So when it comes to like when I want us to do that kind of thing, because the truth is, to fix a nation there has to be penalties. It's like when we're doing the whole HR thing and we looked at queries. Okay, first of all, it was just queries. Then we say, you can explain your query. Yeah, then if you explain your query, it might be waived. Why? Because we're trying to be like not so rigid or not so strict, you get me?
But at the same time, what's
now the penalty, even if you now explain or it now becomes permanent? And then we now have to put that, there has to now be deductions from your bill. There was the final one that if you make 9, you get suspended. But okay, now what now happens if some people, you know, why Nigerian is how it is, people are very smart. Person if you say, 8, no go get me unsuspended. So make I do, if I do 8, well, I know that. But if for every one you get that becomes permanent, there's one that you've gotten. If you defend it and it clears, fine.
But if
you get it and it's permanent, then there's a penalty. So Nigeria don't have those penalties. Those penalties are not there. So a case where somebody even wants to speak out, mm-hmm. she's already feeling like at the end of the day, it doesn't even favor. Bro, why do you think white women they divorce their husband?
They'll get money in a penalty.
So it's that simple.
Serious prenup.
So I think we should can round up because this one go long. But if Nigeria know now, say if you beat me and we go
jail
court,
straight.
Wherever,
I'm going
first
court,
of all, you go leave the house. Anything within your account, percent na my own.
But bro, she's not just do that.
There's no nigga that is touching anybody.
I'm telling
the one thing I know is like when it comes to like cases, because society plays a very strong role too.
Yeah.
And when it comes to like cases of like of domestic violence, mm-hmm. you have like there is this the family unit, I'm not going to, like, there is this influence from the society. They tend to compound these cases, like, you know, people could, they could be like these, they tend to like settle it more out of, you understand, court, out of the police station.
Why? It's not coming down to what I just said now. Because there's no reward, penalty, reward, and data collected and assimilated. If I know that if I go on my case, I'm going to get money.
You don't see, if you seriously go for your case, even in this system, that's the point I'm making. I don't like that. I don't buy that.
A layman should go and press charges against who? Wait,
your husband. A husband being abusive towards the wife.
Yeah, what happened to the senator that slapped his
sister? Let's be very realistic. In Nigeria, you have to have 13.
It's not in Nigeria, in the world at large.
At least you have
I understand that there are flaws in the system, right? In the system. But I do know for a fact that people have pressed their cases. Like, people have pressed their cases, like done their cases diligently, and they've been rewarded. But one thing people don't know is a bulk of those positive cases don't make it to the police.
Let's do it this way.
You have to pay your lawyer now. Why would you pay?
Abusive husband to give me money to pay a lawyer. Most of these people do not have resources.
They don't have money.
Now this is the thing. There are lots of groups.
Well, that's why I say it's a simple thing. If you separate those that are being abused and those that are not being abused, and then you now carry those that have to be that abused and stay there, is it a factor of resources? Now this is a clear-cut factor of resources, so they are not going to.
Not just resources. This is the thing. There are lots of groups now. This is actually helpful.
It should be simpler. Let me tell you what you need to do. The law. The truth is, the law might work, but it's long, it's lengthy, and it's.
So what should you do?
Let me try and explain one thing to you. Imagine you went and you got a
no, not self.
You got a lawyer that just
self help. That was.
You just got a lawyer that. We know that they are good lawyers. They might be. They are good lawyers, but they are lawyers that will even collect money from another person just to flag the case. Do you understand? It happens.
When lawyers do that, so let me tell you something. This is the thing. When lawyers do that, that's clearly unprofessional.
That's why it doesn't.
When your lawyer evidence.
Hang on.
Look.
Direct penalties. If value chain to get anything is so long, if domestic violence had an app that in real time you reported with clear evidence, and then they didn't need any. Do you know that you can literally prove I don't have a problem with the courts, but I feel like they're always lengthy. I feel get video clearly. My husband beat me, slapped me. When we go court, we'll still defend that evidence again. Bro, now some things don't need to be so. It does
in every system.
That's why I'm trying to say that when it comes to
videos, can be doctored now. But this is my point actually. I understand all these things because what you're saying now are issues. The court system is lengthy. These are issues, right? But this is the thing. I feel, as far as women are concerned, like as far as abuse victims are concerned, there are NGOs. You understand? There are NGOs. There are groups that are actually taking up these cases pro bono for people. You understand? The only problem is, oftentimes when these cases are taken pro bono for the people, like if I'm taking a case up for you pro bono and you're not willing. You understand, to come out and fight for it. Exactly. Like, it's like you're wasting my time. So, and that's when
summary of what we are
you
trying
can
to say.
Approach, like, look for a group. You understand? There are NGOs, there are groups that can actually help. I'm telling you, there are lawyers and people that are willing to
If we are going to summarize this into it, is this domestic violence happens. The people that choose to stay in domestic violence, it's left to their choice because some people want it and there's nothing you can do. But now for those people that don't want it but feel like they can't do anything, there are solutions that can be done, which is like all these NGOs. So it's a factor of awareness for all these people.
Yeah.
So then maybe you can shift some
speak up.
At the end of the day, and then now these cases is left to, are they fast enough? But now it's left for the people pressing their case to handle.
Yeah.
But at least there's even a solution. And then I'm still going to come back to the point that,
sorry, when you press a kiss, but during the period that you're pressing the kiss, do you people live in the same house together? No, I want to know, because
it's a personal decision.
Who will provide so accommodation?
It's your own decision. If you just say you're in the house, where
okay, no, look at it. Look at it from this.
Will the NGO,
let me say, I went to the NGO to press the kiss. Will the NGO give me accommodation? Yes.
Can I?
I don't know. It just depends on the NGO.
So you see, at the end of the
it
day,
depends on the some NGO. People, the people can only help you how. You understand how, based on their own capacity.
No, you need to create a solution that is full cycle.
Maybe a house
you need
to,
if you want to create a solution,
where will I stay?
Where will I take my children?
You need to create a full value solution.